Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Deion Clisso with Preps KC, and once again, we're speaking with a member of the Sports Medicine and Performance Center from the University of Kansas Health System. And this week, we're talking with Will Ahrens, who's a certified strength and conditioning specialist at the Sports Medicine and Performance Center. And Will, glad to have you on, and we love everything you guys do, and we really enjoy these podcasts where we get a chance to kind of get to know you and get to know the things you guys are doing. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Deion.
Well, you know, before we get going on the Sports Medicine and Performance Center, how did you get interested in doing strength and conditioning and working with athletes?
Well, as I was, you know, coming up through my athletic career, high school athlete, and then did 1 year of collegiate athletics. But part of the reason that I got out of collegiate athletics is, and then I didn't realize the importance necessarily in high school back then, but I really did not ever have a strength and conditioning coach or a program put in place. And so, yeah, we were in the weight room, and it was preached as to its importance, but there was not really any guidance. And, you know, I went to a college and thought I was going to become a bigger, faster, stronger, better athlete, and I just didn't have the resources available to me to make that happen. And so part of the reason that I got into the field was I wanted to, you know, be that opportunity for a young athlete trying to get to the next level or improve their game where they're at.
When you work with those athletes, what do you take from what you learned and the, you know, things you missed out on that helps you kind of reach the goals when you're training with them?
So basically, I mean, my approach to training is pretty basic as far as I think the foundational movement patterns sometimes get glossed over. So I really just want to make sure that every athlete that I'm with is able to squat, hinge, lunge, push, pull, and carry or brace their core. So with that, and then that obviously it builds out and there's different intricacies to that, but movement first mentality, master the basics. And then, you know, at the end of that, I mean, I just want to be a positive influence in their lives, you know, be somebody that's there for them and help them through their athletic and just growing up on their journey.
What kind of certifications do you have right now?
I've got my CSCS. That's a Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist. So what that one does for me is just make sure that everything I'm doing is backed in science and that I'm furthering my education with that. So I have to maintain that and make sure that I'm always staying up to current topics and trends in the field. And I think it's just very important to have that to verify yourself.
Well, I think that's fantastic. You know, I think when people commit to making this a career and they get the certifications, especially the ones that make you, you know, go and get continued training, I think that is fantastic for athletes, especially, you know, middle school and high school athletes. What do you guys do that benefits them the most, or what do you see that is a great benefit for those younger athletes?
So for the young athletes, especially nowadays, with the more and more trends of, you know, less go outside and play and more sit inside on your iPad or your Xbox or what have you. You know, if you're not using your musculature and running around and moving, the body tends to stiffen up and be less able to move. So really just hammering home those basics again and improving movement literacy and the youngsters. And then as they become more proficient, they get into their high school ages, you know, make them stronger, more powerful, resilient athletes. And then, you know, the number one thing that the weight room can do for a young athlete or anybody coming into it is confidence. So, yes, they're actually physically improving their ability to perform, but, you know, mental game is a big part of it. And so coming in here and knowing they've put in the work, next time they're out on their field of play, you know, they're confident in their ability to get the job done.
How does that training, you know, benefit? You talk about, you know, getting the confidence and knowing that just those athletes who are just maybe one trying to get on their high school team, or two, they're on their high school team and they're trying to get that scholarship, or three, they're in college and they're trying to get better, or, you know, each step of the line, or even some guys who are looking to go professional and getting ready for those combines.
Yeah. So the biggest importance with any athlete in training is it doesn't matter how good you are at your sport or how ready you are through all your training or your sport if you're injured. So the main thing there is to maintain your health and your injury resilience, and then make sure that you're able to play when you need to be playing. And then everybody has a genetic ceiling. I know genetics are a big role in where everyone ends up in the athletic spectrum. But what you can do is you can close the gap to that genetic ceiling. And so a well-rounded, sound strength conditioning program is going to help close that gap, so you're closer to reaching your highest potential and gain that competitive edge with all the others that are attempting to do the same thing.
What about the adult athletes of the Weekend Warriors? They probably still have an ability to reach their genetic ceiling as well.
Exactly, yeah. So everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to feel good. And so a big part of that is similar to like the youth athletes. Once some people, maybe they played high school athletics, or just as they're aging, are having lower activity levels, you know, you have to kind of supplement that with some more movement and activity, because if you do not use it, you're going to lose it. So if you stay seated all the time, you're not moving around, your muscles are going to A, get weaker and smaller, B, they're going to tighten up and you won't be able to move as well. Things start to hurt. So the best way to do that is, you know, have a well-rounded training regimen, and that's different for different people, but we offer a variety of classes here. So the best thing it can do for you is just improve that general health and well-being, and then, you know, create a fun environment, just something fun to do on the side for everybody.
What type of groups, classes are available in the performance training?
So for the general fit clientele, we have strength circuits, which are going to be a little bit of interval training with dumbbells, TRX, you know, push-ups, pull-ups, bodyweight movements, different varieties there, some cardio mixed in. So those are pretty fast-paced, fun environments. And then we have also a conditioning class, which is going to be have a little bit of a circuit at the beginning and then have some different variations of more steady-state cardio. We have a lift class, which is going to be more traditional strength training movements. That's a little smaller class because of the everything's a little more technical, so it's more coaching intensive. But we're doing our squats and our presses with the barbell in that class. We also offer a high-intensity interval training class, which is another similar to that conditioning class, but this one's going to be short, intense bouts of exercise or cardio-based workouts, and then you're going to have short rest intervals in there. And so it's a good stop, go kind of class. When it gets to our sports performance, we have anybody from youth up to professional level can train here. And we've got different options for those as well. So we have our speed development classes for our youth and our high school classes. And those are going to just focus on, you know, proper running mechanics as far as lean, knee drive, foot positioning, putting how to strike the ground with your foot. And then just, you know, in order to get fast, you've got to sprint. So we're doing a lot of sprinting. We're also working on change of direction mechanics in those classes. And then in conjunction with those, we also offer, once you get to be of like middle school age, we have a beginner intermediate class that they're in at the start with our youth speed school. And then that group goes into a very beginner level strength training program. So it's another half hour of lifting in there. And again, it's basics, squat, hinge, push, pull in that class. And then in a more advanced level for our high school athletes, we have our varsity sports performance. So they're in doing their speed work, and then after they will have a strength and conditioning program tailored to their sports. We also offer that for collegiate and professional athletes.
Do you guys do yoga there as well? I mean, that's something that I've always, for me personally, I've never done it, but I always feel like that's a great way of encompassing, you know, stretching and flexibility.
Yeah, so we actually are in the current stages of trying to get some yoga introduced at our facility. I definitely, if an athlete's ever asking about doing yoga or improving their mobility, I think it's a great thing to do. As far as, you know, you can develop strength, but if you are, again, not mobile, both of those combined is going to be optimal for poor performance. And I also think it's a great recovery tool.
Well, tell me this. What is elite form? Sean Curry is a great member of your team over there, and he talks to me about that, and I want to know more about that.
Yeah, elite form is a big part of what we do here. It is a computer system, essentially, that is on top of each of our racks. And so back in my office, I have a computer that I'm able to write the workout templates on, and then I shoot it out to our elite form. So every athlete is able to sign in on there. There's a tablet connected to it on each rack. On that tablet, you can have up to four athletes sign in, and then their workout is right there for them. So we're paperless right there. And the number one thing it does for us right off the bat is we're a more efficient and a cleaner space. So with that, we're also able to do velocity-based training. And so essentially what that is, it's been found that different speeds of movements correlate to different strength attributes. And so I know if a barbell is moving at X speed, then I am training for this developed trait. So that allows me to do a lot of things. I can project a max off of that. I can prescribe exercise based on a velocity instead of an intensity. So if I have somebody comes in their first day and they've never done anything before, you know, first weeks we're probably just looking at movement proficiency. So are you able to perform the move correctly? But then once they are, without having to test them right off the bat, I can prescribe a speed versus prescribing a weight. And then whatever weight they're moving, I just want to add or take away weight to make sure they're moving in the desired speed. So there's a bunch of different things you can do with that as well. And another big thing is the immediate feedback. In today's world, especially with everybody so linked into the tablets and cell phones, the high school athletes love this. It videotapes every single set that you do with the barbell. And so immediately after we get done, I can say, hey, look here on this set. I replay the video. You know, your knee was coming in a little bit there. So then I'll put my hand outside their knee. I'll have them press into my hand. So then they can actively feel what they need to be activating to get their knee in the proper position. And I say, okay, focus on that next set. Then we can do the next set, and then we're able to rewatch the video, and hopefully they've corrected it, and they're able to get that immediate objective feedback. So I found it's a really great tool for that as well.
This, you describe all that to me, it sounds like you're training Olympic athletes, and that's, I mean, it's cutting edge stuff. I mean, that's amazing to get that feedback instantly, because I know that when you're trying to teach something, whether it's me trying to help my son hit a baseball or that having that instant feedback where you can look at it and see, oh, hey, that's got to just speed the process.
Definitely. I find it's a great tool, both a teaching tool and a recording tool and a programming tool. It's phenomenal. It's part of what makes us what we are.
What are all the facilities you have there at the Performance Center, in the building, in terms of, you know, turf and things like that?
Yeah, so we have about 9,000 square foot facility with 20-foot ceilings, so that allows us to do different throws with medicine balls and things like that. We can do overhead work without worrying about banging on the ceiling. Indoors, we got about 60 yards of turf, so even whenever it's cold and wet outside like it is today, we're able to still do some good speed training, change of direction training indoors before we go into our strength work. And then our weight room is about 4,020 square feet, or 4,200, excuse me. And it's full of everything you need. I mean, we've got our barbells and our racks for, you know, your meat and potatoes of your lift. And then we've got glute ham raises. We've got a belt squat. We've got all the tools you would need to develop an athlete or for your general fitness clientele. And then whenever it does warm up and we get some good weather, we've got 8,000 square foot of outdoor turf. And so then during the summer months, fall and spring, we're able to get outside and open it up a little bit more. And we really enjoy the ability to do that.
Well, I know the other thing you have there is it's not just strength and performance, but you have physical therapists there and you have nutritionists there. So it's really an all-encompassing, one-of-a-kind facility, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's also just a big help. And it's, I think, best, you know, the ability to best serve the people that come in this building. So, for example, if you've got an athlete that comes in and they didn't even know about the facility, they come in their first time, they have physical therapy, they do their physical therapy here. And then, you know, while they're there, they're looking out and seeing us out in the weight room. And so they're getting intrigued, and then they want to see how they can be a part of it. So not only are they interested once they see what we have, but B, just the ability to bridge that gap between, you know, you have cleared your rehabilitation tests and you are ready to return to sport. As far as that test, but a lot of times, you know, clearing that test is not the same as going out and playing a game. And so to prepare the body further and bridge that gap rather than saying, okay, you're done with physical therapy day one, go out and play a game. You know, we're able to add a little more armor to the body and further that program along. So just total approach there and to be able to bridge that gap, I found is the biggest benefit of the facility.
Well, the University of Kansas Health System, you're the sports medicine and athletic training provider for the Chiefs and Royals, and you also have 27 high schools and middle schools in the metro. With the center being a part of that, how do you see benefits of being a part of that large-ranging group of physicians and trainers and physical therapists? How does that help the center itself to help its clients as that comes through the door?
Well, it's huge, and the reason I say that is what I see the need of is just education, you know, globally, as far as, yes, there is strength and conditioning offered here, but why am I going to go and pay to do that? There's the ability to reach farther now and educate as to A, what this can do, even if you're not trying to go play at the next level. You know, you want to play and have a good career in high school, so you need to be doing something that ensures that you're not getting hurt. And why not enjoy the benefits of being able to perform better as well? And then for somebody trying to reach the next level, whatever level that may be, I mean, it's absolutely essential. It's basically an arms race as far as what athletes have access to nowadays and the resources they have. So you want to take every advantage that you have of that. So my main thing is, you know, I just want to be able to get an athlete to have a great career and be able to enjoy that. And I think, you know, good strength conditioning is a big foundation of what that is. And so to be able to offer that, and our partners allow us to just have a global reach in that education, or a much further reach there.
Well, how does someone sign up for a sports performance class?
All right, Dan, well, you can stop by in person anytime, and we're located at 125th and Antioch here in Overland Park. And then we also, you can sign up online. If you want to learn more, you can go to sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. You can sign up online there or free numbers on the website as well.
Well, Will, we appreciate your time and looking forward to chatting with you again. And we'll get out there this spring and maybe do some video interviews and check that out as well. We love having the partnership with the University of Kansas Health System, the Sports Performance and Medicine Center. And I tell you, it's a great thing that you guys are doing. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate it, Dion.